the avail.
Thank you. One of my weekend plans, actually.
Is it really?
Just to head on over there to that RV show. Paris RV is going to be, I guess they're going to have like over 60 units there. Of course, a lot of different places, you know, too. But
you already looking to trade up?
Well, no. Actually, I'm just doing it for the fun of it. So that's kind of, you know, anyway, just kind of look around, maybe get some little ideas of things to do inside. Yeah. Anyway, should be a fun one. Thanks, Cynthia. And it looks like we are going to be in for kind of a warm one today. A little toasty. We might be pushing 90 degrees. I know I was kind of keeping my fingers crossed that we didn't hit that 90-degree mark. So hopefully we won't. They're projecting 89, which is so much cooler than 90.
Yes, it is.
We're looking at 88 tomorrow, 88 on Friday. And then we'll gradually move a little bit down, 86 Saturday and 84 on Sunday. Then we're going to see the big changes come in here. Sunday afternoon, the winds are really going to be kicking up. We're going to be getting that dry cold front that'll be coming through. Maybe some possible thunder showers, they say. And then we're dropping into the 60s for our highs. It's really going to start to feel like fall on Monday and Tuesday of this coming week. But as of now, we're stuck with an 89 today.
61 and clear downtown.
Lady A and Like a Lady. Man, that's going to be a fun concert.
That's going to be so good. We've got free tickets, 7:40, 11:40, and 3:40 today, the rest of the week, too, and all next week. So we're going to send a lot of people to join us for that show at USANA on the 24th with special guests Nico Moon, Tennille Arts, and Carly Pierce, who just liked our tweet.
What?
That we're playing her new song at 8:20 this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Either she has somebody following her social media really well, or she's handling it herself.
And maybe she's super excited.
Yeah. I would hope so, right?
Dave's playing with the vegetables that were brought in from a garden.
Well, there's a cucumber and two tomatoes.
Yep.
What do you think I'm going to do with it?
So what do you think you did with it?
Somebody brought some fresh veggies into the radio station. So, of course, it works out to be one long cucumber and two tomatoes, baseball-sized tomatoes. So, anyway, it makes for a good little photo op there for you there, Deb.
I thought, you going to post that?
I'm not going to. You do it. You.
If I post it, people just think you posted it. You'll just get the credit anyway.
I put it over on your side of the countertop just so it'll be a little distracting to you all morning long.
I can hardly think.
I know. You keep looking at it. Hey, Deb, my eyes are up here. Deb, my eyes. I'm up here.
I know, but that cucumber. Oh, my gosh.
You know, I feel kind of like I'm the outcast in the sales department as well. I feel like a lady. I need to be, I guess, another lady. We got a new salesperson. A shout out to Mindy, who is on board with us now here. And so, and then Amber's in there. She decided to come back to work after a year and a half. So now I'm like the lone dude out there. And you know what's kind of sad is that now that everybody came back and did their little refresh on cubicles and everything's all clean and stuff, mine still looks like a bomb hit. Now I way stick out. I am one of those. So my What's Your Deal Wednesday is that I need to get my cubicle organized. And do you feel a little out of place, maybe in your line of work? Maybe you're that odd duck out that has the unorganized truck, the dirty vehicle, the unorganized cubicle. It is What's Your Deal Wednesday. We want you to tell us what's on your mind today.
My office, neat as a pin. Just don't open my closet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is very true.
My closet is a disaster.
There'll be something I'll be looking for, and you're like, well, I don't know, check in there and see what's in the closet, and I'll open it up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I'm not sure I can get the door shut again.
I'm not even going to try. Anyway, but, yeah, you from the outside, your organization in your office and in your room up there is like, oh yeah,
she is really put together.
Yes, she is.
Just don't open her closet.
But then there's those things that are hidden in your closet, which I think is something that is kind of relevant in your life.
Maybe. I think lots of alcohol.
I think there's kind of a
Lots of paper to be shredded.
I think, what do you call
that? Four pairs of headphones, like really expensive headphones that I hate, every one of them.
Yeah.
What else have I got in there? I know, I'm a hoarder. Look inside my closet. It's a mini version of Hoarders.
What am I trying to, when I say there's a parallel in your, there's an M word that I'm trying to think of. Not menage a trois. It's
stop looking at the cucumber.
No, it's a mantra. No, it's something. Anyway, forget it.
You know
what I'm talking about. What?
A metaphor?
Yes.
A metaphor for my life is when you look at my closet?
Yes. I think there's some hidden stuff in your life that you probably want to tell people about. On What's Your Deal Wednesday? What's in your closet, Deb? Air it out.
I told you there's alcohol.
No.
There's paper
in your
to be
inner
shredded.
Closet, in your soul, within your soul. What is in your inner closet?
Oh, it's a mess
that you want to air
it's
out
just
today.
A mess. Yeah.
We're giving away $1,000 a day too. So in addition to those Lady A tickets, how about we throw in some cash too? $1,000 a day going out the door. It's not like we up to $1,000. There's no smoke and mirrors. It's a live and local contest. We're not you're not competing against hundreds of stations across the country, and your chances are super slim. In fact, you can keep winning. That's we not only opened up our closet door of cash, and you can just keep winning and winning and winning. You win one time, go ahead with the cash. You just keep winning, and we'll just keep writing out checks.
And we've got Wednesday's words as well. Yep. Everybody's favorite game show on the 50s. I think we've got some tickets to the State Fair.
We do.
To give away with that. Yep. State Fair going on through Sunday. So grab that. John Party tonight. Hope to see you all out there. Show starts at 7:30.
It is going to be a party.
And I think we're going to be. Are we going to be out there, Dave?
Party on the Plaza.
Party on the Plaza.
That's what it
so
is.
Come see us.
Yes, the Z will be out there and partying on the Plaza. If we've got 60s on the way, I think we can all handle a few more days, right? And then we've really got some nice.
And it's hoodie weather.
It is hoodie weather. I might have to pull out my cowboy boots again. Hoodies and cowboy boots.
I wore them
boots.
Yesterday. I got my jeans and my boots.
Did
and
you really?
It felt so good.
Yeah, man, it feels good to be country again. Thomas Rhett song, huh?
There you go.
I like it. It does. It's going to be a little toasty, though. 89 today, 88 tomorrow, and 88 on Friday.
57 now in clear downtown.
Hey, Utah made the list. Top of the list. Do you think we're a pretty great state? We'll find out what that list is coming up. Luke on the Z, good morning. What's your deal Wednesday? Got something on your mind? Let us know. It's happy hump day today. And yes, Utah made a list. How about that? Happiest states in America. Let's check it out. Wallet Hub analyzed all 50 states. Here are some of the factors, including rates of depression, adequate sleep rates. So far, not so good in my home. I don't know. I guess I wasn't part of this survey. Number of hours worked, unemployment rates, amount of, and by the way, speaking of unemployment, Taco Bell closed. I go by yesterday at 6 o'clock at the Taco Bell in Draper, and they've got
any staff.
I don't get what's going on.
I think a lot of people don't have any staff. We were talking a little bit about that yesterday. That remember the guy called and said he went to KFC and all they had was a girl at the window saying, I can't make you any chicken. I'm the only one here.
Yeah. And I told you about Neaters. You know, they said we can't close the lobby at 3 o'clock because we're low on staff. And
wow.
Super crazy. Anyway, unemployment rates, amount of exercise and sports participation. Well, you're out of that one.
Count me out of that.
To determine the happiest state in the country, and here it is, Utah.
Number one.
Oh, we should have started at the bottom with
that's
the
all right. Hint. Utah, happiest state in the union. Minnesota was second.
Hawaii.
California.
And then North Dakota and South Dakota. They
make
just
all
kill
kinds
me.
Of lists.
They do all the time.
Yeah.
They must be a good
ones.
Place to see. Yeah.
They're pretty good states, but we're a pretty great state.
Oh, we're way better.
South Dakota.
Idaho.
Maryland.
And then New Jersey.
And Massachusetts. Now, the 10 least happy coming in at number 41, New Mexico.
Well, keep going.
Alaska, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Oklahoma, none out, well, out west, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas. Don't tell that to Justin Moore.
Right?
Least happy state in the union.
Oh, my gosh. Well, at least we made a list, right?
Utah ranks, let's see where we rank. We rank ninth in emotional and physical well-being, which kind of surprises me. I thought we had a high depression rate here. But
I did, too.
Work environment, we're first. Community environment, community and environment, which I guess means
we've got to be first.
The mountains, the sports, the outdoor recreation, we're first.
Heck yeah.
Idaho, Utah, we love second with both of those. So Utah and Idaho, really close. But they are 28th in emotional and physical well-being, where we're number 9.
But we kind of want to make it clear that even though we're close, Utah was still beating out Idaho.
Right. New Jersey, number 1 for emotional and physical well-being.
Really?
Yeah.
As much fun as we make in New Jersey.
From Jersey, and I am so happy I can't even stand it. Right?
Yeah. Hey, some other fun things for you to kind of keep aware of, to be aware of today. National Cheese Toast Day, or in other words, they call it grilled cheese.
What about Sizzler, though? Sizzler, remember the cheese toast?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because they did a little Parmesan cheese on it.
Oh, yeah.
They toasted
like,
that up.
Would you like some more cheese toast? I'm like,
see, now,
a bear squat in the woods? Hell yes, I want more cheese toast. That's why I came.
Right. But I think of those two things as two different things. I look at a grilled cheese as different than National Cheese Toast.
So do I. I don't think it's not grilled cheese. It's cheese toast. I used to go home from school and get Grandma Sycamore's and cheese and just put it under the broiler,
mm-hmm.
and then go turn on the TV. And that's what got me where I am today.
Now I do what I grew up knowing it as is sheep herder's toast.
Oh, really? And I've never heard it called that. I love
we've
it.
Done sheep herder's toast, and now it's not like so much with cheese. Yeah, I mean, you obviously can do it with cheese, but you butter, and especially with Grandma Sycamore's. Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
You butter, and then you just fry it up in the pans. We called it sheep herder's toast because obviously a sheep herder doesn't have a toaster
have
out
a toaster
in the middle of
plug
you know,
in
on his camp. So that's his way of making toast. They just butter it out, and then they throw it on the old cast iron skillet.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
On both sides, and my gosh, it was good stuff. All right, so...
Cheese Toast Day, we've talked about that with Linguine Day. So those probably would go really well together.
Yes, they would.
Mm.
Linguine's the thing that's like maybe like a noodle that would be inside of a chicken noodle soup, except longer.
I think it's kind of like the noodle that's in Alfredo.
So it's like a quarter inch wide.
Yeah, I think.
And a little flat, right?
The flat noodle.
Yeah. Okay. The flat noodle. Well, there's nothing like celebrating the flat noodle. Now, man, your mind is somewhere else today, because I'm telling you.
You're the one that came in here with the cucumber, not me.
Well, I was just sharing my harvest, all right?
I don't want to see your
harvest. I brought in my harvest, and they're delicious.
National Double Cheeseburger Day.
Okay.
If a single is good, a double is twice as good.
Right.
Yum.
And McDonald's has that little bundle where they do a double cheeseburger in that bundle. And it's a little $3 bundle. I know.
Bundle.
I know. They call it the bundle.
Is that really what it's called?
It really is called.
So what do you get in the bundle?
You get a double cheeseburger.
And?
And a small fry. $3.
And a drink?
No, then you just buy your drink
no
extra.
No drink.
Because a dollar, you can get an extra large drink for a dollar.
So for $4, you got a complete filling meal.
Yep.
All right, well, go get a bundle.
Not that this little man bod doesn't know what a bundle is at McDonald's.
It is National Neonatal Nurses Day.
I'll say that
so
really fast.
Thank Neonatal Nurses Day, National Neonatal Nurses Day. Thanks to everybody taking care of kids in the neonatal.
So that's like primary children's?
Yeah, the newborn.
All that way brand new stuff?
Yeah, the newborns.
Oh, my gosh, that's great because... when those babies first come into the world and they take all that trauma and then they're ornery.
Their face is all swollen.
Yeah. You just ship them off.
They got a pointy head.
Yeah. And they're purple. And then there's certain areas that haven't gotten circulation yet, and you're like...
That has got to be a struggle. I mean, obviously, none of us remember it.
No, I know.
But that's got to be like, what just happened to me?
Yeah. You just pushed a watermelon out through a quarter-size hole.
Yeah, that's the mom, but the kid is... Well, I feel bad because it's so... Didn't they have to pull Tony out with a suction thing?
Just to get his head out. And then once his head came out, the doctor grabbed a hold of his head.
And broke his
collarbone. I thought he was going to pull his head off. Now you know why I hyperventilated on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Because he was pulling on his head so hard. I mean, this is a full-grown man pulling as if he were in a tug-of-war with 40 other men on the other side of the rope.
See how traumatic it is?
Mother of all... Yeah, it is. Women, you are amazing with two Z's in there.
National Tackle Kids Cancer Day. Wouldn't that be nice if we could figure that out?
Norm MacDonald recently passing away just at the age of 61, carrying a nine-year secret battle with cancer.
Wow. But yes, I read that yesterday and I'm like, wait, what happened? I thought it was COVID.
Yeah.
I had to dig into why he passed away, and that is so sad.
But back to your original thought as far as the kids go, too. You know, my heart just breaks. I don't know how anybody stands to work at, like, those children's hospitals, primary children's.
Just knowing you're trying to do the best you can to save their lives and make them comfortable and...
Oh, my gosh.
And make a difference.
Just unbelievable to be around those. And those little kids, they have a spirit that is as big as the planet.
They do. You know, they're amazing.
Their will to live and their positive. I don't know. It's just amazing to me. And what's Greenpeace Day?
Greenpeace is that organization who fights for the environment.
Well, let's move on. We don't need to talk a bunch of tree huggers and stuff.
Well, that's what it is. Protects the oceans. It fights the use of plastics. Stuff like that.
No, it is. It is a good thing. All right, we're back. Time for the Pledge of Allegiance. We do it around this time, Monday through Friday, at about 6:35. And a chance for you to give us a little buzz here to the studio. And our studio line is available at 801-570-5767. Some other ways that you can send it in that we have had quite often, and that means you can send it in off of our Z104 app. Right in our Z104 app. If you don't have our app, by the way, there's a lot of fun things you can do with it. Not only just listen to us live, But also you can vote on Throwback Thursday, which is coming up tomorrow, and on some certain songs and see which one drops right into our system. And then also we have that open mic section, and you can go to there. And that's how you can record your Pledge of Allegiance or maybe some other comments. Maybe you would like to put your What's Your Deal Wednesday into the open mic section. You don't really have time to pick up the phone this morning and give us a jingle. You want to just do it on that open mic section, you can do that too. What's on your mind? What's your deal Wednesday? Morning, Z104. Who is this?
This is Z.
Z.
No, this is Z.
We're the Z.
This is Z too.
Now, you, it's obviously short for something. Zeke. Yeah. Zach.
No, my first name is Sean. My last name is Dabrowski.
Dabrowski. And so you go by the Z, huh?
Yeah, I do.
All right, that's cool. But your first real name is what?
Sean.
Sean. All right, Sean. We appreciate you calling in, helping us out with the pledge. What are you doing right now?
I am warming up my semi and getting ready for the day.
Oh, what are you hauling?
Dirt on Highway 89.
Oh, you're working on that project.
He's hauling dirt. Sounds like a country song.
Hauling dirt.
Hauling dirt on Highway 89.
Haul dirt. On it's like buy dirt, but it's haul dirt.
89. Well, cool, man. Travel safe today, and just a good old hardworking American calling in to do our Pledge of Allegiance. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
It's all yours.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Some have said down through history, if you last, it's a mystery, but I guess they don't know what they're talking about. From the mountains down to the sea, you become such a habit with me. America, America. Well, I come from down round Tennessee, but the people in California are nice to me. America. It don't matter where I may roam, tell you people that it's home sweet home. America, America. And my brothers are all black and white, yellow too, and the red man is right to expect a little from you. Promise and then follow through, America. All the men who fell on the plains and who lived through hardship and pain, America, America. And the men who could not fight in a war that didn't seem right, you let them come.
Waylon Jennings and America. Man, that'll get you all ready for Throwback tomorrow, right? Even though we don't really play Waylon tomorrow on Throwback. But that is a song that we will play anytime around our Pledge of Allegiance time. America, good old Waylon. And Sean, thanks so much. Sean DeBrisky, the Z. We'll just call you Sean. Thanks so much for calling in and helping
you,
us out.
Thank you, Sean.
Hauling Dirt on Highway 89 is the name of his song, if you want to check it out.
With your traffic update, I'm Cynthia Vale.
Cynthia, can we interest you in some vegetables from our harvest?
As long as it's a really big cucumber.
Yep, we got it.
Like we've got cucumber. That right here.
We got you. In fact, it is so big that you could have half and Deb could have half. In fact, it's so big. That
how
you,
big is
you
it?
Guys could be, it's so big that you guys could be in two different rooms and still be munching on the same cucumber.
Pretty much, yeah.
And we got some fresh tomatoes. My gosh, they're, I don't know who brought them in, but thank you.
I actually did.
Oh, you did? Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well. Oh, then that makes so much more sense. Where did you get them from? You don't have a garden.
No, my neighbor brought them over.
Oh, how nice.
Oh.
That they nice. Really do. There's nothing better than a fresh tomato right out of a garden, right?
Yeah.
Sprinkle a little salt and pepper on that. Slice it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So good.
It is delicious. Thanks, Cynthia. Sunny and 89 today, so we're going to be a little toasty. But nice to be out of the smoke for a little while.
Yeah, 59 and clear downtown.
Hey, we have Wednesday's Word coming up right after the break. This is a fun game. Deb does a great job with this game every Wednesday.
That's nice
She's
of you.
Awesome. And I love it. I kind of look forward to it. It's just a fun way to embarrass our listener on the air because they think, oh, well, I can do that. And then they call up and it's like, Maybe not so much. But we have some fun prizes to give away, and it'll be fun for you to participate.
Yeah, we've got Utah State Fair tickets. We're also going to throw in some music, so keep it right here. That's just right after the break.
Time now for another round of Wednesday's Words. Call now to win, 570-5767, 570-5767.
The word is...
And.
A-N-D.
Yes, and.
That's it?
That's it.
That's going to be, that opens it wide up, wide open.
Sure does.
All right.
It's going to be fun. We've got five questions. They all have the word and in the answer. And if you get that right, we've got four tickets for the Utah State Fair happening through Sunday, the Utah State Fair Park. And then we'll give you an audio daily double. And if you get that right, we've got the digital download of Lauren Elena's brand new album, Sitting Pretty on Top of the World.
It all lit up at the same time again. So doors one, two, three, or four?
Door one.
Door one. Morning the Z. Who is this? Now what door? They hung up.
Door two.
Okay, we'll just go down the line. Who is this?
This is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Ryan, you ready to play?
Sure.
You know what the word is, right?
And?
Yep.
All right, Ryan, here we go. They went up the hill.
Did you say... Wait, what's the word?
And.
A-N-D. And.
A-N-D.
Like Dave and Deb.
Yes. Ryan okay. And his significant other. What? They went up the hill.
Jack and Jill?
Yeah.
Yes. Give them a shake at the dinner table.
Salt and pepper?
Yes. Awaken and sparkle.
Awaken and sparkle.
What we do in the morning.
Your mom might flip on your light in your bedroom and say this to you.
In the olden days.
They still say it.
Rise and shine.
Yes, that's it.
A kid's favorite sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yes.
Pretty good.
And,
it's taken a while, but it's pretty good.
And an NBC cop and lawyer show.
Law and Order.
Yes.
Nice
you
job,
did it.
Buddy.
You're going to the fair, Ryan.
Sweet.
Four you. Tickets. Now for the audio daily double. What is the name of this song by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard?
Did you say you were younger?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but this song spans generations, Dave.
I mean, it's Deb's ringtone.
For you.
Let's see.
I don't know.
This is something you wear when the rain. It's what you you put on when it starts to rain outside.
Coat.
Another word for it.
You might buy one of these in Tijuana. They're woven.
Oh, poncho.
Yes.
And then not a right-handed person. Sorry.
Yeah, not a right-handed person, but somebody who does everything
the other way.
Southpaw.
Are you there?
He's not a righty. Yes. He's a...
Say it.
Lefty.
So say everything.
Say
all
it together.
Poncho and Lefty?
Yeah,
yes!
That's it. I know. That's the name of the song. He's going, what the...
Yeah, you would have played Little Chris Ledoux. I probably could have got one.
Well, hell. He should have done Poncho and Lefty.
Yeah, maybe he will. Maybe Ned Ledoux will do one.
Yeah.
For all the honest world feels. Poncho Man is mad, you know.
We'll let Deb
on the desert down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying.
All right.
Nice job.
Ryan, you're a big winner with our first round of Wednesday's Words. Who's hooking you up with everybody's favorite game show?
Z104, Dave and Deb.
Right on, man. A lot of people don't know this, but we have a way that you can actually fire our computer on your phone. And we'll do a contest from time to time. But if you want to hit the number 5 on your phone, we're going to get all fancy like this morning. Go.
Good job, Ryan. Way to go.
You could come in and do my job. How about that? Please. Happy hump day. It's Walker Hayes on the Z. My girl is banging. Walker Hayes doing a little fancy like on the Z.
I want to thank everyone today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Why is that white today?
It's National Thank You Day.
Today is National Thank You Day.
I would like to say thank you.
I'd like to say thank you.
Thank you.
I can't thank you enough.
Give it a shot.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Happy National Thank You Day.
Thank you for letting me know.
Okay, I see what you did there.
It's showtime!
Yeah, we forgot about National Thank You Day today. Oh my gosh. How can we forget about that? Thank you. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, listener, for tuning in. We appreciate you. National Thank You Day today.
What's your deal Wednesday? Why did I get a parking ticket last Friday at Little Big Town at 9:40 p.m. when the meters are supposed to be free after 8 p.m.?
Tell me about it.
I parked before 8. The meter did not give me an option to pay for longer. Same with me.
Tell me about it.
But I didn't get a ticket. I paid.
Of course not.
Well, I tried to add more time after 8 o'clock and it wouldn't let me because it's free. And I didn't get a ticket, but apparently she did. You got a ticket.
Uh-huh.
When you were told the meter was blacked out so you could park there or whatever.
Yep, purse.
So, same with Dave. $45.
Unbelievable.
Thanks,
parking people up there. Hey, our quote of the day comes from Douglas Adams. I may not have gone where I intended to go, but I think I have ended up where I intended to be.
Yeah, life takes little twists and turns.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's tough to realize it at the time, right?
Yeah.
Why we take a little twist and turn, you know? And
you're like, why is this happening?
Yeah. But my gosh, that I know that that's sort of like one of those that sort of does your, I think about the mind-blowing emoji when I read that, and I thought, okay, I got to read it again. I may not have gone where I, well, it helps if I,
it's all in the delivery.
Helps if I can talk. I may not have gone where I intended to go, but I think I have ended up where I intended to be. Douglas Adams, our quote of the day.
Love it. So
it's also national, sorry, we're all over the place. National Felt Day, Felt Hat Day. Felt Hat Day and World Afro Day. So you can sport your afro and throw a felt hat on top of that.
April Buck, what you're doing Wednesday? I run a Chevron. I have 7 employees. That is including me. I have to cover hours from 4 a.m. to 11, Monday through Friday, 5 to 11, Saturday and Sunday, and no applications are being turned in. The owner posted the job on Indeed. We've paid over $1,500 to run the ad. We've gotten 0 applications.
Well, you need to run your ad on Z104.
Recruiting.
We have recruiting
for the Chevron
ads.
In Sandy. I don't even know where it is.
Just email dave@ksopcountry.com and I'll get you taken care of. We'll get you some response on there. But I totally understand her old What's Your Deal Wednesday, though. Because, in fact, I was just having a conversation about this yesterday off the air. And I don't know if I dare say this as far as, you know, do you think we have raised up a generation of people that just don't want to work?
I just think people got used to kind of not working during the pandemic. And I don't know that they're still getting unemployment because I think that ended. I don't know what the deal is.
I don't know what it is either.
I don't know what the deal is.
And I know I'm, you know, trying to place a lot of the blame on the younger generation, but there are also...
You kids, get off my lawn!
But there are also adults, you know, that are just, oh, I can't find a job. I just can't. There's just nothing out there, you know. And you and I have firsthand, just in the last 3 months alone, have seen recruitment ads and heard of recruitment
Everybody's
ads.
Everybody's paying like they pay $1,500 to Indeed. We're running recruitment ads for lots of companies.
Yeah.
We've done a couple of remotes for recruiting.
Yeah.
And just
and not
signing bonuses, great hours, great salaries.
Not shabby jobs, like, really. I mean,
like, you know,
3 days on and 4 days off.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It really
is. Hey, I do have some good news.
All right.
My 12-foot skeleton got delivered yesterday. Thanks to Cameron, Tori, thank you so much. It's in the garage, Dave. So if you want to take it home and set her up.
In this garage here?
It's in our garage here.
Oh, it is.
It's all ready for you to take home and set up in your little HOA.
Now, do I need to hook up like guide wires?
No,
wire,
I think it has like a metal. Cables. I think it has a metal stand that he just stands on. I haven't seen it. I haven't even seen it.
Can you imagine the size of the spike that needs to go into the ground, though, to hold that sucker up?
Yeah, don't puncture your sprinkler lines or a gas line or something.
Everybody, Dave
was sent up his skeleton.
The skeleton that we're going to make him take down a day after he puts up anyway. I can only imagine.
Well, it's here.
All right.
Now, when do you think you might want to set that up?
I might.
Like soon?
Well, look, it's September still.
I know, but
however,
it's the 15th.
I mean, not only will the HOA...
Is it too soon?
I just think the HOA is going to probably...
Put some fall leaves all over him. Maybe a fall leaf garland.
Sure. I probably ought to put it up sometime in the next couple of weeks, though, right?
Because I
need to have, I need to give you time to put it up at your house. Because if it lasts 24 hours in the HOA, then I need to pass that on to you. And that's why we're trying to do this. It's just a little bit of an experiment. All right. It is time now to give out our instant cash song of the day. We do it at 7 a.m. each weekday, Monday through Friday. Very, very important time for y'all to listen in and grab that instant cash song of the day, because we usually don't mention it any time other than at 7 a.m. in the morning.
And when we have the winners in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours during the day.
Yeah.
Chasing You. It's Chasing You, Morgan Wallen.
Oh, my gosh. That was a horrible.
It reminds me of that.
That sounds like Slim Whitman.
Have you seen the meme, though? It's a cat, and it's like me after a breakup, and it's a cat howling this song, Chasing You by Morgan Wallen. It's a good one.
Oh, my gosh.
So listen for it this hour. It's going to play for sure, then in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. And Andrea Hubbard says, this coming from the man who wants to start talking Christmas. He can put up the giant skeleton today.
Well, that's true. I probably could. I could. Thanks, old Mother Hubbard. There, we appreciate that. Speaking of cats that you were just a minute ago, 7 ways to get a cat to like you. And do you want to have a cat like you? Deb was like, oh, no, my gosh, I took in my aunt's cat. It's like the worst thing. And now she's lost that cat recently.
I'm so sad.
Is it too soon?
Yeah, because I had to go down in the basement yesterday to look for some documents, and I passed where I kept her food, and
that's hard.
It's still too soon, Dave.
That is hard, but we'll talk about it anyway.
Last time, Cynthia Vale.
Leopard print tops, Deb. Right down your alley.
hell yeah.
Yeah.
I have a couple.
I know. That's it. That's what cougars wear. Even though that's not a leopard print, but cougars, that's as close to close to wearing cat skins as possible, as leopard skin tops. Going to be sunny, and I'm just going to call it kind of hot today, man. 89 degrees is what we're going to hit.
Right now, 59 and clear downtown.
Oh my gosh, there's a lot of good music out right now. Sam Hunt and 23 is the name of that song. And right here on the Z is where you're going to hear it all first and fresh. You can always count on us playing the music a year and a half before anybody else does.
They've got to get approval.
Yeah, they
from
do.
From Atlanta.
They do.
Can we play this?
Yep.
Not yet.
No,
it's not yet. It's not testing.
Yep. Not right here. Not us. Hey, I walked into the other room where our cardboard cutouts are, and it still bothers the hell out of me that you're taller. You're still as tall as I am.
They were made in a hurry. They said, can they just be the same height? And Sarah said, absolutely. Garth, Deb, and Dave are all the same height.
Well, that's bull.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's just, and even though management made that decision and they're the ones that signed my checks, then I think it was a great decision.
I do too. Love you, Sarah.
Very good decision. Well, you don't have to add that in. You don't have to add the little smoochy thing in at the end.
I don't have to, but
no,
I can.
But, yeah,
it's
but
truly
still,
how I feel.
Well, yeah. Now, what if it was the other way around? What if they did a little cardboard cutout of Justin Moore And then they go, well, let's just make Deb the same height as Justin Moore.
Well, that's fine.
And then you'd be 4'11".
I'll make you feel better. That's all right.
You know, well, you say that now until you walk in there.
I'd be absolutely fine with me.
Oh, my gosh, you're so full of crap. It would not. I got to go and cut 2 inches off of, at least 2 to 4 inches off the bottom of your cardboard.
Off the base of my cardboard thing? Cut up. No. Yeah.
I was kind of looking at it. So remember when we were good looking?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk a little cat. Well, I should just speak for myself. Excuse me. You still look great.
No, it's a struggle.
Remember when I used to be?
It is a struggle.
So there are 7 ways that you can get a cat to like you. I don't know if this is a good thing or what, but
so cats are tough. Might not be much you can do about it. You can still try. Number one, let them come to you. A study in Switzerland found they're more likely to approach if you ignore them. And another study found interactions last longer if they initiate.
Oh, you got to let them have the upper hand.
It's kind of like men and women.
Yeah. You just, it is.
Now let's substitute the word cat.
Yeah, say it again then. Say it
a
again.
A study in Switzerland found men are more likely to approach if you ignore them. And another study found interactions with men last longer if they initiate.
Yep. Hey, you're playing hard to get here. Can we just get down to it?
All right, number two.
Get down on their level.
This is real life with men and women.
It is.
Yeah.
Get down. Wait a minute.
See,
wait a minute.
You were too quick to agree.
Wait a minute.
Before you even thought about what I said.
Then you're like, ooh, get down on a man's level. Get down on their level.
Bob, you're so smart.
They're less likely to feel intimidated when you're down low.
Okay, hold one.
So women, quick, get off your high horse, woman. Get off your high horse, your pedestal, and come on down to our level.
Once again, hold one finger out. And you know what finger that's going to be, if it's man. Different sure. finger for the cat.
Would you just quit trying to interpret?
It just runs totally parallel to real life. Hold one finger out to the cat. You might have already noticed they like it. Researchers think it's because cats greet each other nose to nose, so your finger simulates the greeting.
And it doesn't say the middle finger at all.
But it could be. It doesn't say what finger, so it's got a 1 in 5 shot.
Hey, pull my finger.
That it's the middle finger. No.
You know what the thing before we go any further about cats? There is sort of like this stigma of owning a cat, that it's not a manly thing or that it's not a, you know... We've had cats for quite a while. I mean, not now.
Yep. But I rest my case.
But what I'm saying is I didn't mind our cats. I mean, do you have a cat, Cynthia?
We have 2 cats and, we never had cats. My husband never had cats growing up. And, when we first got married ages ago, we had to have a cat for circumstances in our family. And he was like, I'm not getting a cat. That's, you know, the whole bit. He fell so in love with that cat.
That's how my brother is. My brother was a dog guy till he got a cat. And Greta is like his world.
We've had him ever since.
There is something about, look, I don't, you can call us all a softie or whatever, but they're, cats are pretty cool. They're pretty chill.
They are.
They are pretty chill.
Bella was a good little cat. Yeah. Once again, number 4, paralleling life with men and cats. Only pet them where they like it.
Okay, wait a minute. At what point of the 7 ways did you start to take over on reading every single one of these?
I just noticed a parallel.
Yeah.
In general, it's their face, head, and chin. Cats don't like their back, stomach, feet, or tail to be touched. Well, that's not true with men.
No, but with women, it is don't touch me. But honey, if you'll pet me right here.
On my face, head, or my chin.
I think that'll do it. You're going to get a perk. Now, let me read these without you reading, you number putting these little man analogy in it.
Number 5 of 7 ways to get a cat or a man to like you.
Play with them more. It is not a man thing. Just play with them more. They'll start to feel more. This is true. You know this whole thing.
See? I told you.
But just play with them more. They'll start to feel more comfortable around you if you do. And they're active during the day. They're more likely to sleep with you at night.
Bingo.
Okay.
Wow.
Number six, talk to them while they eat.
See?
Hello, Bob.
No, but look, okay, I don't agree with this one. Don't talk to, look, if you, we're sitting down to eat and it's like, hey, really? I got something to tell you.
You're like, shut up, Linda. Really?
Well, kind of. I mean, it's just like there's eating time, sort of, and then it's like,
this is hey, not by the talking way, time, it's eating time.
Well, I mean, this is what, it's kind of like you just sat down with a meal and then it's like, hey, do you mind if we do,
need to talk.
If we plan out the week? And it's just like, is there a chance we could eat first?
Can you do both?
Well, no.
Talk to them while they eat. It helps them associate your voice with the good feelings they get from food.
Honey, you remind me of that pizza we ate just
casserole.
A minute ago.
You are just like this casserole, yes. Warm and delicious.
All right. And if it's a man, handle them a lot.
Or a kitten.
All right. If it's a kitten, you need to handle them a lot. Cats get, that get picked up a lot, as kittens tend to be friendlier towards humans as adults. So don't pick them up.
Same with men.
When they're eating, sleeping, or cleaning themselves. So don't bug us when we're cleaning ourselves. It stresses them out. So, all right. So seven ways to get a man or a cat to like you. It's not the way that whole list started out. It was supposed to be all about cats.
I just
cats.
Couldn't help but That's notice the glaring parallel between men and cats Which, in that whole list.
There right? are some similarities. I have to agree with you. There are a lot of similarities. Chris Young and Kane Brown and Famous Friends here on Z104. And I'm not making friends as I keep talking about stuff around the station, the cutouts. And then, so if administration is listening, look, I love you guys, first of all.
You made the wrong call on the cutout height.
You did make the wrong call
on
the cutout.
But I love you still, yeah.
And the other thing that you may want to reconsider is the thickness of the toilet paper. I don't know what happened this time around, but tell me.
Oh, my gosh.
That's in the men's.
That is terrible.
And I just handed you a slice of that. Now, that is, no lie, that is actually thinner than even the tissue paper you put.
That is, like, if I put it over my eyes, I can totally see you.
Yeah.
I can totally see.
Now, is that the way it is in women's?
Sure
in the women's?
It is. Sure. We don't get better treatment.
I bet you do. How come you haven't mentioned anything about it then?
No, because.
That's my What's Your Deal Wednesday.
I'm a team player and I don't care.
You are not. I'm going to go in the women's bathroom after this.
I realize we're under hard financial times and I'm okay with this quality of toilet
paper. Oh my gosh. You are so full of crap. You are so full of crap. Because you guys have thicker toilet paper, don't you? Look, that is about as thin of a toilet paper of I've ever seen.
Yeah. Like if you like, even if I'm handling it and it's like ready to tear.
It is.
It is. And I seriously can put it around my eyes and see you.
And I went to wipe and my middle finger came through that sucker and I'm like, are you kidding me? There is no way. I had to actually pull off 12 feet and then, and then I had to fold it in half and in half and in half and in half and in half again for me to even be able to do my business.
Look, do you want me to go get a piece from the women's?
Yeah.
All right.
Do that. Because I am telling you, I swear it's different, because otherwise you would have said something before now.
I haven't known.
Now, while she's going off to the women's restroom, I do want to give thanks, though, to before I get fired, I want to give thanks to the administration for getting us some air conditioning in the building. We've gone for, I don't know, probably it seems like 6 months without air conditioning, but it's not. It's like well, I'm talking about air conditioning now, because what I'm trying to do is suck up to the management now and a little bit and tell them how grateful I am to finally have the studio down to 72 degrees instead of 80 degrees where it's been over the last month or so.
Now, I do think it's a little better quality.
It is.
It's a little
bit thicker. It's thicker.
I think we're just down to maybe the last roll of the good stuff, but this is a little thicker than yours. I will agree. This is actually a two-plier. It's very thin.
Yeah.
But yours is like one ply.
It's one ply of what we have.
See?
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we have the two ply and you have the one ply in the men's.
And it's not even one ply. It's like a half a ply.
It really is. It's terrible.
It's horrible. I've never seen anything that is as thin as that. And I am just now what I'm going to have to do is hold my BMs until I get home. You know, there's no way. There's just no way I can take off 12 feet every time.
Are there paper towels in there?
Yeah, there's paper towels, Dave.
I know, but that's bad for the toilet. Well, I'm just trying to be a team player, and I could use the paper towels. They seem they're kind of like sandpaper.
Put it in the garbage.
But no, I don't want to put that in the garbage. Oh my gosh, it would be horrible. Can you imagine? What's that smell? Well, didn't want to flush it. All right, so I guess maybe I'm the only one that's complained about the half a ply, the fourth ply tissue paper that we have in the men's restroom. But I did give him thanks for the air conditioning in the studio, and now we're up and running after a month or so of not having air conditioning.
We had to have the door shut because the air conditioner sounded like a 747.
It did.
The just portable. Outside the studio, the portable one.
Yeah. And so finally, one day, I would go home every day and have to change my shirt. And I know you're probably going, wah, wah, wah. Because I know that there's guys that are working outdoors and a whole bunch of people that are all like, give me a break, you little baby. Yeah, we sweat every day. But when you're used to being pampered.
You delicate little flower.
then you kind of miss it.
Delicate little baby.
A little bit, so. Still chasing you. Still chasing.
How much sleep did you get last night?
About 4.5 hours. It was a really good night. Morgan Wallen, chasing you, and you, by the way, are chasing after
cash.
Part of our instant cash song of the day. Who is this?
It's Lisa.
Guess what? Your caller Z.
Are you kidding me?
No, yep, I'm not kidding you.
Yay!
Winner!
Woohoo!
How about that? You are loading up the bank account, and guess what? You can do it again.
All right. I did it last night.
Oh, my gosh. People hate you right now.
No. We all love each other.
Well, no, they really kind of do hate you right now.
No,
because there's people that I know. I don't want to tell you. I don't want you to lower your self-esteem and your confidence in getting through. But that's what the whole contest is all about, is getting through multiple times and winning multiple times.
Grabbing all the cash you can. Lisa, what are you going to do with $500 so far?
Who knows? Shopping. I always like shopping.
Shopping's good.
Shoes, sandals, clothes.
Yes. Excellent.
It sounds to me like you better just do that on your own, because Deb would like to go with you.
She can come with me.
Yeah. Well, $500 will do it, and who knows? Maybe you'll be up to $750 and $1,000 and just keep rolling with it, all right?
All right. Thank you.
$1,000 a day right here with our instant cash song of the day on the Z. And we got more winning on the way right now for you.
This is your cue to call.
Right.
The caller is Z right now. 570-5767. Time now for another round of Wednesday's Words. Call now to win. 570-5767. 570-5767.
The word is...
car.
C-A-R.
Now, we've got... 4 tickets for this year's Utah State Fair. It's happening through Sunday at the Utah State Fair Park. And then we'll give you an audio daily double. And if you get that right, we're going to give you Good Things, the digital download of Dan and Shay's brand new album.
Now, we have to do first things first so we don't get our phones all crisscrossed up here for 2 different contests. Good morning, Z104. What's your name?
Mikkel.
Mikkel, your caller Z.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, baby. You are halfway there to winning Lady A tickets. What do you need to give us next?
I need to give you Jessalyn Alexander.
Yes, that was yesterday's winner at 3:40 with CJ. We're playing Ticket Tag. Mikkel, what is your last name?
Catmull.
C-A-T-M-U-L-L?
That's it.
Mikkel
Catmull is the name you need to know for 11:40 Ticket Tag. Lady A tickets with Gentleman Jim coming up in just a little bit. Mikkel, you're a winner.
You're going. You're free on the Z. Carly Pierce.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Nico Moon, Tennille Arts. And then, of course, Lady A. And it's all coming up here a week from Friday. So get ready.
Woo-hoo. So excited. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Who gives away the most concert tickets on the planet?
Z104.
Sweet. All right, now we're going to do our Wednesday's word. Again, the word is...
car. Okay. We're going to give you five questions. They're all going to have the word car in the answer. Tickets to the Utah State Fair, and then on Audio Daily Double, you'll win the digital download of Dan and Shay.
Good morning, Z104. Are you ready to play Wednesday's word?
I am.
All right, what's your name?
Justin.
Okay, Justin, you know the word?
Car.
Okay, Justin.
All right, Justin, here we go. A parking place next to your garage.
Carport.
Yes. A double-wide residential indoor parking.
There's
double-wide residential indoor parking.
It's double-wide residential parking.
Yep. What does double mean?
Two.
Right.
What's your word?
Two car.
And
two
then
car lot?
Where do you park, where do you park at home?
Two car garage.
Yes. Right. All right, only three more to go. the rival toy to Hot Wheels.
Are you still there?
Yep.
Is there a chance you could guess?
I'd say Mattel, but that's not.
You'd say what?
Mattel.
Mattel?
Yeah. Mattel.
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 No.
Not Hot Wheels.
These. There were two different kinds. One was Hot Wheel, and one was. You strike these to start a fire.
Matchbox.
What's your word? Yep.
Matchbox cars.
There we
yes.
go.
Yes. All right. Only two more now. a siren that sounds to deter an auto thief.
Car alarm.
Yes. And an auto accident.
Car wreck.
Or crash.
Yeah, right.
All right, Justin, you're going to the Utah State Fair. Now, for the Dan and Shay, the Audio Daily Double, what is the name of this song by Jeff Carson?
Which would almost could be a double. Carson. Jeff
oh, I
Carson.
See what you did there, Dave.
Carson.
Yeah.
Boy, I'd love to have that car.
I mean, whoops. What's the title of the song?
I'm always
her. Are you
I
there?
Love the car.
What?
I love the car.
Well, we'll give it to you. It's the car.
It's the car, but... since we've already spent 15 minutes yes. on this contest, we'll move on. So.
Justin, Dan and Shay and Utah State Fair, how about that? Who's hooking you up with the best contest ever?
Dave and Deb on Z104.
Dude, you're the best. We appreciate you. You know we just kind of play along and give you a hard time, right?
Yeah, it's way easier when you just hear it over the radio versus on the phone.
I know, isn't it?
That's what everybody says.
It is. It's so crazy, man. You're like, come on!
Come
I know
on,
the
Justin!
Answers!
All right.
And they're screaming at you at the radio, and then you get on the air, and you're like, holy crap, I
have no idea.
Failed, yeah.
All right, Justin, hold on. We'll get this to you, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, all righty. We'll do this again in about an hour from now as we do Wednesday's Word. We're also doing What's Your Deal Wednesday. You got something on your mind? Something you want to talk about on the radio? That's what it's all about. Follow us up. Luke Combs and Cold As You here on the Z.
I just messed up. I reached for the stapler and I just messed up all of Dave's papers.
I have this great little system of how I lay everything out. I laid out all the papers and the stapler's on the bottom of it. And she's like, well, I just better just throw all these papers off to the side here so I can get to my stapler. So anyway, the rest of the morning, we don't have anything to talk about. It's all on the floor.
Right.
So Taco Bell, I mentioned to you that I drove up to Taco Bell. It was closed at 6 o'clock yesterday. They have these little, and you know, this is the thing that we're starting to see is they start putting the cones up in the drive-thru. You know, you're like, and then they have a little sign on them, and usually to explaining why you can't drive through. Taco Bell just put up the cone with no explanation and just went dark. This is the one in Draper, though. So don't get me wrong. Not all Taco Bells are like that. However, maybe you could jump on board their 30-day taco subscription service.
Now, it's called the Taco Lovers Pass, and here's how it works. So you download the Taco Bell app. You sign up for a subscription. It costs between $5 and $10 a month, depending on the location. And for now, it's only available in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, that's good to know. then maybe I'll just make a short little jaunt down to Tucson to pick me up some
Send stuff. Me down to Tucson. It's that old Mel Tilla song.
Yeah, that's
And I'll
right.
get the job done, which is eating tacos.
That's it. Then you can redeem one free taco every day of the month. The options include a crunchy taco, spicy potato soft taco, a crunchy supreme taco, or a soft supreme taco, and Doritos Locos Taco, Doritos Locos Taco Supreme. Anyway, so a full list of them that you can try, but who gives a crap because it's not even available.
It's only in Tucson. Individual tacos typically cost $1.39 to $2.39. So depending on the cost of the tacos and the plans, you'll have to go to Taco Bell between 3 and 7 times every month to break even. I could totally do that.
Yeah, I could too.
I could totally do that. Taco Bell wants people to come more frequently, and they'll make money off the add-on items since no one goes to order just one taco. I bet there were people that would do that, though.
Yeah.
It's also a convenient yeah. way for them to get more people to download and use their app.
But again, it's only available in Tucson, Arizona right now, so don't worry about it. It's like when we talk about these great things, and then it's like available now in Japan.
But, you know, if Tucson does well, it's probably going to go worldwide. Sure. So
now, here's my default for Taco Bell. I do the beefy burrito. It used to be called the beefy Frito burrito. Remember that?
No Fritos?
And it had they've done away with the Fritos. Times are tough. So no Frito for you.
No Fritos.
But they still have the beefy burrito on their dollar type menu, and that's a good one. Now, I was also turned on to the Crunchwrap recently, and I thought, well, I'm going to give that a try. And it's pretty good.
Was it tasty?
It was pretty tasty. It comes kind of like a, what do you call it, an octagon or some kind of a...
Yeah. It's like a stop sign.
Yeah.
It's like a folded up stop sign.
Yeah, it is. They do. They put everything in there, all this delicious goodness and some little beef and then salad stuff and whatever. And then they fold it all these different ways and fry it a little bit. But it's been a little delicious.
Sounds delicious.
So they're saying that we now are eating together as a family a little bit longer than we did pre-pandemic, which a lot of people, when this whole thing hit, like remember when Rona hit. And there was about 3 cars on the road.
The world went gray and dark, and it was like the apocalypse.
Yeah, the only 2 people going to work were you and I.
Me and Dave.
And everybody else was at home. And they were discovering now that they're like, oh my gosh, we're sitting around the dinner table.
We're actually seeing each other.
We're playing some board games a lot more.
Well, not everyone sits down to dinner every night, but when we do, it lasts an average of 1 hour and 25 minutes.
Man, that's pretty good.
That's compared to 1 hour and 10 minutes before the pandemic, so it's 15 minutes more.
Okay, and that's about 1 hour longer than what we do. I mean, we'll sit down to the dinner table, and I'm telling you, it's in about 12 minutes, we're done.
I know, yeah. 15, 20 minutes max.
Yeah, but an hour?
And that's if you're like, can we talk? And we do that thing.
Yeah. 1 hour and 25 minutes, they're saying.
That's some good dinner time. That's Sunday dinner.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Even more than Sunday dinner time.
Yes, it is. So here are a few more little random stats that they pulled from the poll. 57% of people say that their family gets together for meals more often than they did a year and a half ago. So not only are they spending a little bit more time together, but they're getting together more often.
Quality and quantity. 58% say dinner is the most relaxing part of their day.
I agree.
I do too.
Yeah, totally agree. Too. It really is the best way to, I mean, am I silly to think that sometimes I'll look forward to just the dinner? That's what I look forward to the most. It's like,
no, you know, I do.
Yeah. Well,
that's for dinner.
Yeah. Your food, your middle name is food.
I'm looking forward to tonight, just figuring out what I'm going to eat at the fair.
Yeah. Well, I'll get you some corn dogs. I'll get you some corn dogs out of the garbage.
I know, right? Over half of parents say cooking with their kids is a regular thing now. We're all together in the kitchen. Johnny, you whip up the cornbread. Sally, you toss the salad.
Yeah.
And we're all going to sit down and eat, damn it. Right?
And we're all going to get along.
Yes.
And be happy.
The most common dinner activities include sharing family news, talking about your day, and watching TV.
All right. And 68% of families have adopted at least one unofficial family member in the last 18 months, like friends, coworkers, neighbors, most likely to be considered part of the family now.
Yeah, what time's dinner tonight, Dave?
Not here. Not here.
What time should I come over?
Deb, I'm part of the 32% not participating in this. but 68%. And I'm telling you, even when you have plans, especially when you have specific plans at a certain restaurant that you like, don't you look forward to it all day long?
Oh, all day long. All week long.
Yeah. Wednesday, I'm going out to blank the ABC Steakhouse, you know, and you're like, oh my gosh. And for some reason, it really is just kind of the highlight of the day. So there you go. Looks like we're spending a little bit more time and more often with the family since Rona.
Morning shout-outs with Dave and Deb, Z104.
All right, I got a couple of them I want to roll out here right out of the chute. Jason giving a big shout-out to Jimmy John's from the Pleasant Grove area for great service yesterday. They can be pretty fast sometimes.
They're freaky fast.
Freaky fast. And also got a shout-out for Josh. He sent us an email. Want to thank you and Deb for always making the day better. I really do enjoy your shout-outs to law enforcement. It really does mean a lot to us. Josh is in law enforcement. I'm not going to give out his last name. It makes our day a whole lot better. And then he says, of course, I would like to personally give a shout-out to you, Dave, the best radio personality in the world.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And Deb being a very close second. Now, wait a minute. Before you go, he says, sincerely, Josh, your number one fan. And then listen to this. P.S. Deb needs a shout-out, too, because she goes to a lot of hard work to put out the podcast so I can listen to you guys every day.
Oh, you're welcome, Josh. And thank you for even listening.
No, yeah, really, and it means a lot, seriously. And again, thanks to all of our law enforcement. Y'all are great. But, and may I second that motion, too, on National Thank You Day, Deb, for all that you do.
Oh, thanks for all you
do. Not only here on the air, but you do a lot of crap off the air, too, as well. And one of which is that podcast, and it does take a little bit of time every day. And a lot of people don't realize that you kind of put that whole thing together afterwards.
Yeah, if it sounds jumpy and disjointed, it's because I was in a hurry that day to eat lunch.
Yeah, and may I also and may I also add that if you don't like the music on the radio station, it's Deb's fault as well.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, as much as I'd like to thank you for everything, there are some things that you're going to have to take the crap for, too.
That's okay.
And,
that's all right.
But
I'm getting a tougher skin.
You are a fine PD, program director.
Oh, you're very nice. Shout out to Lindsay B. She wrote us a very nice letter about suffering in the world and the Bible and sent us a pamphlet from the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay.
So a shout out to her. She listens every morning. And
J Dubs.
Yeah. So thanks, Lindsay B., for that.
Okay.
Shout out to Big O Tires off of 90th. They had us out in 30 minutes after a flat this morning. Jordan Bird, happy birthday. Shout out to my old man, James Bird. Love you, pal. I love you, pa. A pal's appropriate, too.
Same thing.
Timothy Scholl says, can I get a birthday shout out to myself? My wife doesn't listen to y'all.
What? Of all of the five listeners, she is not one of them.
No.
All right.
Happy birthday to Kim Moosman, Brian Gunderson. Is that your nephew?
It is. I knew that. Yeah.
Now, I had a guy stop by my Kia remote and said he was Brian Gunderson, but not related.
Oh, then maybe not.
I don't know. Maybe it's a different guy. Karen Chutka, happy birthday. Bob and Christy Frost, Bill Powell, Carl Stans, Marty Hewlett, Heather McKean, Brian Hoag, Robert Zuspin, our pal from many, many, many thousands of concerts.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. And Philip Rist.
Now, let's go back to the J-Dubs, the Jehovah Witness people.
Okay.
I would probably read into your information a little bit more if you would have sent an apple fritter along with that.
Wait, if we're going to proselyte, we need a treat.
Yeah, we need a little bit of a treat. As a matter of fact, I think that's a good tool for all missionaries in the world.
Right.
You really ought to be giving out donuts at the door.
Proselyting with pastries.
May I interest you in a pamphlet and a donut?
Yes.
Might go a little bit further. Our morning shout outs at 8 o'clock, Monday through Friday. The river was flowing, I was getting my float on. She was telling me so long, I was on a boat
that day.
I finally got it down.
So good. I had half of it.
About.
I just let you carry the bulk of the show.
You're just hanging on to the old.
I know, to your coattails. Thanks, Dave.
You're so full of it. Hey, but you're just saying that because it's National Thank You Day today.
Thank you, Dave.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. All right, already. Look, you know when you've crossed over the line from a genuine compliment to the cheesy ones. And that one is, hey, guess what? Do y'all like Fireball?
I'm taking the fifth. I'm taking, no pun intended. I'm taking the fifth on that one.
Oh, my gosh, good one. Good one. They are evidently, Fireball has now come up with a keg, which I guess, I suppose that would be good news for some people. And now the one thing that you and I can agree on when it comes to Fireball is at least the song, right?
Fireball.
Who's it by?
I don't know.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I stumped you.
You did.
Can I count that tomorrow?
You can use it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Songs that have the word fire or ball in the title.
Yeah, because tomorrow is going to be National Balls Day. And so
it's Pitbull.
That will be per. Oh, somebody just sent that in.
Maybe.
Yeah, you liar.
Maybe.
You just Googled it.
Maybe.
Deb.
It's Pitbull.
At least be honest when you're brilliant.
Yeah, I did.
When you're.
I totally Googled it.
Fireball, Pitbull, Pitbull. Anyway, Fireball officially releasing its whiskey in a keg form. Now, the keg is going to contain 115 shots of Fireball.
5 liters of cinnamon-flavored whiskey. Kegs will only be available for a limited time in Tucson, Arizona.
Equipped with...
I think they're everywhere.
Right. But... Equipped with 3 different spouts. So you'll have 3 different little nipples to choose from there. On the old Fireball keg.
Oh, nice.
So there you have it.
It's like a pile of pups partaking of Fireball.
Yeah, exactly. On the way here, we're going to find out how many of us actually reward ourselves for working out. Like, seriously reward ourselves for working out.
Yeah. I rode the bike. I'm going to now eat a pint of ice cream.
I know. And that's what, seriously, I have done. I have sometimes left the gym and thought, well, I had a really good workout. I'm going to stop by Freddy's.
Yes.
Or something.
Hey, and I missed a shout-out.
And ruin it.
Happy 9th birthday to Katie Smith. They sent it in plenty early. From Dad, Brandon Smith. Happy 9th birthday to Katie Smith. Love Mom and Dad.
Oh, very cool.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. They're probably not listening anymore.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But, and you've got Katie, who's in tears now.
She's not going to go to school now.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Katie.
But other than that.
The happiest of birthdays from Dave and myself.
Other than that, we're doing okay.
We're doing good, yeah.
Dump It or Dig It, coming up right after the break.
The brand new song from Carly Pearce and Ashley McBride.
Nice.
Fireball.
Pitbull.
Well, I'm not going to use it tomorrow now.
I'm going to be ready in case you do.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
Carly Pearce, Ashley McBride together on our Dump It or Dig It this morning.
Song's called Never Wanted to Be That Girl. It's from Carly's album 29 Written in Stone that comes out on Friday, the 17th. Friday's the 17th, yeah.
It is, yeah.
A couple of days. Now, this song is about a wife and a mistress, both done wrong by a cheating man, much like Reba and Linda Davis's Does He Love You from 1993. The hook of the song isn't in the melody or chorus, but in the empathy each has for each other.
Isn't there somebody else that does a song about some black Cadillac and they showed up?
Oh, like, yeah, Carrie Underwood. Yeah.
2 black Cadillacs.
Yeah. Neither woman's point of view is offered with shame. The song has a villain, but he remains nameless throughout the song. Pierce and McBride. Pierce is 31. McBride is 38. They are the same ages as Linda Davis and Reba McEntire were when their song became a Grammy-winning country moment. Although this time the younger of the two characters plays the wife. This is a coincidence.
This sounds like The Bachelor all over again.
The soft, complicated emotions required to share this kind of vulnerability aren't the kind a 20-something is aware of. You need to have lived life, possibly even gone through a divorce, as both McIntyre and Pierce had prior to recording the song.
Oh, cool.
Literally, she is singing of what she knows remains to be seen. But even if the plot of Never Wanted to Be That Girl strays wildly from how her marriage to Michael Ray ended, it's still a stunning piece of songwriting.
Ah.
She did write it. So, Never Wanted to Be That Girl, Carly Pierce, Ashley McBride, text us 801-570-5767. Hump it or dump it. We have a pair of tickets for Lady A.
Holy sweetness.
Next Friday night at USANA.
You can also,
up for grabs.
Yeah, you can also use that same number to text. It also gets you into the studio as well. And let us know what you think about our Dump It or Dig It, which turns Hump It or Dump It on Wednesday Hump Day.
Change a tire in the Citgo parking lot. He said we both could use a beer, and I said, hell, why not? What started out as one night turned to 6 months just like that. He never had a ring on, so I never thought to ask. But then last night I saw a message on his phone. I never wanted to be that girl.
Could be a song that could cut a little deep. Carly Pierce and Ashley McBride on our Dump It or Dig It, and it's Wednesday Hump Day, so it's okay to let us know if you hump it or dump it. Never wanted to be that girl.
Donna Doust, been on both sides, never wanted to, but it happens. Dig it. Hump It from Kim in Magna. So true. Love them both. Dig it. Hump It, love this song. Awesome. Ashley McBride can do no wrong. Her voice is awesome. This song hits home. Dig it. From Emily Wimmer. It's okay, Hump It, Doris Johnston. Dig this sad song, Nikki Rudolph. Beautiful but sad from Jode. Oh man, this is a hump, Becky Hardy. Hump It, too relatable, Jeanette Kendall. Tanya, Hump It, glad I have never had to go through this type of heartache. So close to home for me, Stacey May. They nailed it. a wide-eyed emoji.
28 weeks or 28 years. It doesn't really. Marn on the Z, what are you thinking? Hump it or dump it?
Definitely hump it. It's sad. It's such a great song.
Yeah. But pretty well done. I think their voices match really well, don't you?
Oh, it's harmony. It's beautiful.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Bryce. Appreciate your call.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Love you. Bye. Morning on the Z. Dump it or hump it or dump it?
Dump it.
Who's this?
This is Jason.
All right, Jason. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jason.
Love you.
Love you. Michelle Patey says hump it. Kirsten Keel humping it. Tina Erickson hump it. Cameron Stevenson hump it. Bob Hampton. Mark Knighton, dig it. I like Carly. She sounds like Terry Clark. Deanne Hill, Michelle L., Sharla, Will Daybell, Kimberly Miller, Nathaniel Thompson.
Now, is this the official single? I didn't hear you say
it
that.
Is.
Or is this
it okay? Is. Yeah, so this is the brand new single off of Carly's new album that comes out Friday.
Okay, so you will most likely hear this song, obviously, then a week from Friday when she's in concert with Lady A.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and maybe she'll have Hillary come out and do Ashley's part.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Or Tennille Arts. Or
Nico Moon.
Or Nico Moon.
I never wanted to be that girl.
Skyla Canfield says hump it. Beaner says dump it. Dig it, stupid boys. Bonnie Carter, I like it. I love it. Please pick me. My birthday is tomorrow. I would love to go see Lady A. Jen Diedrichson, hump it. Akemi says hump it. The lyrics are so true. Kimberly Miller, hump it, what a great song. Molly Barnes, am I the only one crying? Hump it. Jennifer Perry says hump it. Candace Wiseman, Matt Johnson, hump it. Have a wonderful day, morning crew. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jennifer Shoup, so good. Love this. Can't wait to see her live. Steve Norman, I'll dig it. It's okay. Michelle Lander, Deanne Hill says hump it. Alan Grice, double hump. Kent Lewis, one of Carly's better songs, Emily Gonzalez, I'm humping it.
Yeah, where it's a duet like that, if you hump it, does that mean it gets twice?
Sure, Dave. Humps whatever, like Carly whatever and you Ashley. Want. Whatever just, you want, Dave.
I'm just, now, who is this?
Gillette Pitcher.
What do you think?
I like the hump it.
All right.
All
thank
right.
You.
Thank you.
Love yeah. you. Bye. Morning on the Z. Hump it or dump it.
Yo, what's up, guys? Happy hump day.
Remington.
Hey, Remington. Four more days? Three more days?
Yeah, something like that.
To the big wedding?
Hopefully.
Something like that.
Hopefully.
You probably should be.
Now, is she getting cold feet?
The big wedding? What are you talking about?
This is a different Remington.
This is a different Remington.
This is a different Remington. This is
I had Remington. You all getting married on Saturday. That's a different Remington.
No wonder
you're
you didn't
already
know what
married
was going on.
With children, right?
Right. I was like, well, I guess if I'm going to be a polygamist. I guess I got a wedding coming up.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Utah.
You're like, I'm living this song right now.
That's right.
All right. So, what do you think?
I'm thinking I'm digging it. It's a good
right.
song.
All right, absolutely. Awesome. Thank you.
All right, love you, bye.
Megan Livesey, OMG, this hits my heart. Hump the hell out of it.
One more, who is this?
Hunter.
And what do you
I
think?
I dig it.
All right, Hunter.
All right, Hunter, thank you much.
Are you my homeboy, Hunter?
Yeah, you already know it's Hunter in the building.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah.
right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hunter
yo,
in the
yo,
building.
Yo. All right, have a good day, guys.
You
bye.
Too. See you later.
Hump it, song very beautiful. Randy Richens, not as good as Reba's, but I'll dig it. Taylor Crosby says dig it. Jen Griffiths, these two sound great together. Cal Basler, this hits home to love it. Mill A says love it. Dig it, sad but well done. Becca Mahosky, dig it. Sylvia Guevara, digging it. Michelle Baxter says dig it. Melissa Andreasen, hump it. I've been on both sides. The beginning sounded like Taylor Swift and Tim McGraw. A couple of people said it sounds like Highway Don't Care. And it really does.
It does.
I'm going to say 95.5. It did really well. There's a couple of dumps in there. And our winner this time around is Jesse Smith. Jesse, I will text you. We'll get these tickets to you. And we'll have another Dump It or Dig It tomorrow morning, 8:20, right here on Z104.
Nice. Cynthia filling in for Lee. What do you think about the song, by the way? Just have thrown.
Beautiful. Their voices just are so perfect.
Yeah.
Wasn't that good?
Like, yeah, just sad and beautiful and with feeling.
Right. Yeah. Now everybody can just go and curl up into a blanket in the corner and cry themselves to sleep.
Weep a little.
Right. Going to get our weather report here from a local TV station. I'm still carrying a little bit of a chip on my shoulder.
Every time
here.
I see Daniel Woodruff doing the news, I think of you.
Yeah. So Daniel,
he whose name should not be mentioned doing the news. Yeah. I think of you.
No, we can sell Daniel Woodruff out because he's the one that is like, a local radio station took place in a Garth Brooks thing.
Come on, Daniel.
For hell's sakes, Daniel. We're partners here with y'all.
Yeah.
Over there at Channel 2. We mention you guys all the time. Oh, did I say Channel 2? I meant a local TV station has our weather report with a local meteorologist. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Dave and Deb. Quiet, beautiful weather for the next few days. Lots of sunshine.
Fireball whiskey glasses in a keg form. Available in Japan. Morgan
Five
Wallen.
Liters. More. With three spigots.
Yes. Whiskey glasses. Very close to our instant cast song of the day, but no. Not this time around. Top five situations when it's okay to slug somebody. Now, don't be thinking.
I'm a lover and a fighter.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Have you been in a fist fight before?
Well, we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit
I
want to
talk about it.
Yeah. Why? Are we going to get in a fight?
No.
Yeah. We are going to find out, though, how many people, they did a poll with Americans, how many Americans actually have been in a physical fight, a fist fight, not just a argument, but a fist fight. Now, Deb, when it does come to that, when we talk about it, she has a mean bark, but I'm telling you, I'm going to put my money on the other people.
No way, man. Yeah. I've been in three.
It doesn't matter.
And I think I took care of business in all three.
Oh, my. I think.
Well, pretty sure I did.
So, top situation when it's okay to slug somebody. They threw away the bubble wrap before you could pop it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That is definitely worth a slug.
Yeah, that's the worst.
The CVS cashier didn't laugh at your clever joke. Is that a receipt or a book?
Okay.
Because they're known for those long freaking receipts that they give you.
Yeah.
Because they have 14 coupons on them.
Right.
And it's like you bought two things, but you get a long thing. Top situations where it's okay to slug somebody. The party's going great when suddenly that guy with a ponytail pulls out a guitar. It's like, okay, here we go. We are now going to sing Crosby, Stills, and Nash for the rest of the night. You finally get to the front of the line, and the worker says Space Mountain is broken.
That's the worst.
I'm pretty sure. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say it's okay to punch the worker there at Disneyland.
It's not their fault.
But
speaking
it does
of that,
make you
we've
feel
got,
that way.
Disneyland tickets starting next week.
We
just
do.
Throw that in.
Yeah. My gosh, we got a lot of stuff.
Halloween time at Disneyland, and we're going to jump right in and send some people.
Holy crap. We're the best.
But back to slugging people.
Yeah, and the final situation, the top five, and I gave out four of them, the top five situations when okay to slug somebody. The last one, some guy covered in piercings just cut in front of you at the TSA checkpoint.
Mm.
You know that's going to be some time.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I got to pull out my nipple piercings.
Don't hit me yet.
Got to pull out my.
I don't want these to tear.
Got to pull out my nose piercings. I've got to pull out all of these things here before anybody. And that's our luck, isn't it? Does anybody have that kind of luck when you get in the wrong grocery line?
Oh, yes. I swear I'm a magnet for coupons and check registers.
And
now,
you
let's
just.
See. Put the two, carry the one. I'm not a
somebody. Somebody's balancing their checkbook.
Yes. I'm like, who even has one of those anymore?
Yeah, I know. And I'm the same way whenever I pick out the dual lane drive through at one of the food places, you know.
I invariably pick the wrong drive up line.
There was two the other day, just the other day, prime example. One guy in his truck. And I'm thinking, well, this will go pretty smooth. He's probably just getting lunch. Oh, no. He must have ordered 14 bags of chicken sandwiches.
I got behind the same guy. Yep.
And no lie, four cars went and were helped in the other line before this guy finally placed his order. And then when he finally got his order, I'm like, bag one, bag two. They're handing it out through the into his truck. Bag three, bag four. He bought lunch for the whole construction site, and I just happened to get behind him.
Ouch.
I know.
Those are the guys, they need to go inside to get their order. Don't they know that it's causing everybody like pain and angst behind them?
I know.
And if there's a minivan, I'm just going to go somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yep.
we'd like 14 yep. Happy Meals.
Yeah.
You've got the, I've got the daycare.
I'm not waiting for that, damn it. I need one hamburger. That's all I need.
Listen to us. It's like Wah Wah Wednesday.
No. We got toilet paper. We yeah. got...
Wah 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 Wah.
Drive up lines. We're fight.
Speaking of the Utah State Fair, we'll be out there tonight.
Yeah.
Z will be out there.
Eating and greeting.
Party on the plaza for John Party. For us, the Z will be there, so we'll be giving away some free swag and some other stuff. So if you have a chance, yeah, and Deb will be there eating.
So, yeah, so,
in case you
want, so come on over.
You don't even need to go and see the 300-pound alligator.
Yeah, just come by to the Z booth.
Just come, and we've got Deb behind this little board, yeah, and you can pay.
It's only 50 cents.
You can pay extra to see Deborah Joan eat 14 and corn dogs. And that's going to be the highlight of the Utah yes. State Fair.
Yep.
It'll be a lot of fun. No, we do have Wednesday's word coming up and a chance for you to win those tickets. The word is...
like.
L-I-K-E.
Time now for another round of Wednesday's Words. Call now to win, 570-5767, 570-5767.
The word is...
like. Now we're going to give you five questions that all have the word like in the answer. If you get those right, we've got a family four-pack of tickets for this year's Utah State Fair happening through Sunday at the Fair Park.
But wait, there's more!
We'll give you an audio daily double that will also have like in the answer. And if you get that right, we're going to throw in Sitting Pretty on Top of the World, the brand new album from Lauren Alena.
Good morning, Z104. What's your name?
Cade.
Cade, are you ready? Cade?
Yep.
Are you ready?
You know the yes, word?
Sir. You know the word.
Like.
Okay, right. Here we go. You repeat yourself so often you sound...
like. Here I am. I'm on the radio and I can't think.
Look, Ma. It's sort of something that is monotone, and it just goes about, it's a mechanical thing. Is that right, Deb?
Well, when kind the needle skips on vinyl, it's like a...
Remember records?
You just keep...
Yeah.
You just keep repeating yourself. You repeat yourself so often, you sound like a...
Broken record.
Yes.
Oh, there you go, dude.
Okay, we only got four more.
All right.
Okay. Forrest Gump's view on life.
Life's like boxed chocolate.
Yes. Float like a butterfly.
Sting like a beamer.
Sting like a beamer. Sting
like a beamer. Death card. Sting like a bee.
Yes. Sting like a bee.
I thought he said beaver.
Stink like a beaver.
All right. Weep the way an infant does.
Cry like a baby.
Yes. And, To be purchased at a rapid pace. Those things.
Is it like IHOP?
Yes.
Okay.
IHOP. Good clue, Dave.
IHOP.
So like hotcakes.
Yes.
There you go.
All right, that's it. Cade, you're going to the fair. How about that?
Awesome.
All right, now for the Lauren Alena. What is the name of this song by Tim McGraw?
I like it. I love it. I want more of it.
That's it. Way to go.
Nailed it. Good job, buddy.
Thanks.
Right on. Hey, who gives away the best contest ever and does the most stuff?
That would be Z104, Dave and Deb.
So anticlimactic. All right, buddy. And guess what? When we say that prices have gone up lately, what do you think of?
Gasoline. That's okay. Me, if you're asking me.
Yeah. What about you, Cade?
Groceries and gas, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of stuff's been going up. But you know what else is what's still free? Radio.
100%.
Attention. I'm getting really fed up with people whining about the price of things. $2.50 for iced tea, $3.50 for a large coffee, $4 for a piece of pie, $5 to park the car. Any more complaining, and I'm going to stop inviting you people over.
Now, we do complain a lot. We're just sort of like, it's almost like if we don't complain about something, then, you know, some people are just looking for stuff to complain about.
Like toilet paper, yeah. Air conditioning. Yeah.
Yeah. Or our show. Cade, we're going to switch directions here a little bit. Have you ever been in a fist fight, like a physical fight?
Can't say I have, no.
And that's cool, man. I'm not saying it's one way or the other. Fight Club fans are definitely going to enjoy this question. Like, have you ever been in a fight? Heated arguments don't count. We're talking about physical fights with punches thrown. A new poll asked 7,000 Americans, and over a third of us have actually been in a fight before, a physical fight.
Mm-hmm. Well, 36% said yes, including 23% of women and half of men. 23% of people say they've been in more than one fight. I've been in three that I can think of.
Now, back in the day, okay, Deb. Now, I know you want me to. When you say you've been in three physical fights, you had what's her name in the bathroom at the church?
Mm-hmm, Gail Smuin.
Gail Smuin.
She was calling me Four Eyes because I had glasses on.
So you went in the bathroom and you guys actually had.
Oh yeah.
Did you? Were you? Is it a girl fight? Were you pulling hair and just kind of slapping each other?
Pulling hair, throwing punches.
I'm sure this is.
And knocking her on her ass.
Oh my gosh. I knew it was just going to be. I knew that this was just going to be so embellished. As soon as we started talking about this, it was going to be so embellished.
One time I got in between my mom and dad.
Oh, this time I did not know about.
He was railing on her that we'd had peas for too many nights, and the insurance, car insurance went up.
Are you kidding me?
No.
So he's a real gem, isn't he?
And I got in the middle, because he was getting in her face, and I got in the middle of him.
Oh, I did not know this one. All right.
There was some shoving that went on.
Sorry about that. That sucks.
Yeah,
man.
It does. And then the third one was out at the Tim McGraw show a few years ago. It was like, I think they sold 30,000 tickets and it holds like 22 or something.
Right.
Anyway.
Right. It was packed.
It was packed. And this
did
girl.
Did you ask them if they wanted some more of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This girl,
don't get her going, dude.
I had a Mazda 3, and I look up, and we're in the queue line to go out, and I was in premium parking, and we're in the queue line to go out, and you have to let people in,
yeah.
And I was doing that.
I was letting them
do the zipper merge,
right?
And I look up, and this girl's sitting on my car, and I roll the window down, and I go, "What are you doing?" She goes, "You're not letting people through, so I'm going to make you do it." And I said, "I am too." And I said, "Get off my car." And she says, "No, I'm not getting off because you're not letting anybody through. So this way you can't move." And so I gave it a little juice, gave mm-hmm. it a little gas. She popped off the hood.
Uh-huh.
And then she sat back down on the hood, closer up by the driver's window. So I got out, and man, we went to town.
Okay.
Shoving and
slapping and scratching and hair pulling and stuff.
And then finally she just stormed off and walked up the road. I don't know where she went because she didn't get back in the car she was in.
It's kind of an interesting, I mean, I don't know if it's something we really, you know, should brag about. Not that you did. I'm just saying it's one of those things that when it comes to physical fights, here's the way I look at it. In the last, I don't know, maybe 20 years, you just can't fight the way you used to.
Because you'll get sued.
You'll get sued.
Yeah.
You can't touch anybody. Somebody will get it on film. They'll get it on camera. They'll take a video. And everything that you do, every stupid little push.
Now, have you been in a fist fight?
Is going to be just when I was younger and not, you know, like a middle school-ish type of a fist fight. But it is, it's one of those. And again, I think that's one of the reasons that many, many a time I have felt like, all right, we're just going to handle this the old-fashioned way. And then your brain kicks in and goes, nope, you're going to get sued.
It's not worth being in jail
you're gonna
for
get
10
sued.
Years. Yeah, it's not worth it. It's not worth losing my house and being in jail for 10 years.
And especially when it comes to youth. There are some kids that, you know, super disrespectful, and they know that. They know now that they can mouth off to you and mouth off to you and mouth off. Just keep, and they know it's like, they can't touch me. I'm going to say whatever I want. I'm going to mouth off to whatever I want. And they know that they can't touch me because they're going to be sued for it in a heartbeat as soon as you lay your hand on anybody. So anyway, kind of crazy statistics. Did we read the last part of the statistics there? Younger people were less likely to say that they've been in a fight. Less than a quarter of the adults under 25 said yes. And the age group that has thrown the most punches is people in their late 30s, mid-40s. 44% have been in a fight before. Jordan Davis, along with Luke Bryan there, and it's By Dirt. And again, just chalk that up to one of the many songs that we have. Great radio. You know, I'm not saying that it's not good other times, but man, we have a lot of good music
out right now. Kind of going through a really good patch right now.
You were talking about Disneyland, and we're giving away some Disneyland tickets coming up, correct?
Yes, starting next week.
There's a guy, guy posed as a, now this is over in Disney World, a little different here, but guy posed as a worker. He posed as a guide, as a tour guide at Disney World. And this is all for what he did. He did it just so he could skip every line. So how far would you go to skip all the lines at a theme park? Now, when I first saw this, I thought, that's a pretty good idea. But you have to have you have to look authentic, though, first of all. Second of all, you got to be able to reap what you possibly are sowing.
And you got to kind of know the system. For several days in early June, Disney employees noticed there were a bunch of unapproved overrides on an app that their VIP tour guides use, meaning people were cutting in line even if they hadn't paid for a tour.
Man.
So a fraud investigator kept his eyes peeled, and on June 4th, he saw a man he didn't know leading a tour and bypassing a line in the Hollywood Studios park.
Okay. Not clear if he was leading, you know, some friends or random guests on the tour or how many people were with him, but Disney shut it down immediately, and the guy started walking to the parking lot.
They followed him to his car. He eventually admitted he had an official Disney World iPad that only guides are supposed to have access to. Wow. So that's how he was doing it.
Wow. Look at that. Pretty clever.
They don't know where he works, but he said his boss lent it to him and he gave them a name. It turns out they knew who he was talking about because the person had done it before lend out the iPad.
They kicked him off the property and decided to not press charges.
Wow.
Man, that's crazy. Now, what would your guess? They say that they're not quite sure whether he had guests of the park or just some friends. I would probably say, wouldn't you think he'd probably just gather around a bunch of friends and say, hey, let's all be in on this?
I mean, I don't know. He might have, where he might have just felt like, hey, I'm the guy with the Disney iPad, and I can get you on this ride. I'm pretty cool.
So he pulled some people in with him.
Just pulled some people in with
him. Said, let's go to a tour. Now, you usually have to pay extra for that. That would be another one that he could score on. You know, he could ask for some money from all of these people saying, okay, I can take you on a Disney tour. You know, but you'd have to either take cash.
You'd have to get a square reader on your Disney World iPad.
Yes. And take some money that way. In our sports corner, for what it's worth, Aaron Rodgers said that his interception throw on Sunday was due to a double nut shot.
If you know what I mean.
Not talking about one.
A double.
But a double.
Hit them both.
I don't like to make a lot of excuses for interceptions. He said there's some crap ones out there, some ones you wish you had back, and some, you know, that really aren't your fault. And he said this is entirely due to the double nut shot that I took.
I don't like to make a lot of excuses for interceptions. There's some ones you wish you had back. There's some ones that really aren't your fault. That one was entirely due to the double nut shot I took.
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
Right? Before I'm throwing it, I took a left kind of clothesline, and somebody on the right, you know, with a right kind of cross, double shot. That was a painful one. They got their money's worth on that one.
Since when do we have to beep out the word nut?
Yeah, right?
They beeped it out.
I mean, we're talking about a double nut shot right here. Somebody got him with the right leg. Somebody got him with the left leg. They both came in at the same time. And it happened right before his throw, and so that's when, you know, as they were rushing in. And so then when he threw it, it was like, holy crap.
Packers lost against the Saints 38-3. So he had more than the double nut shot he was dealing with.
That's some bad luck right there. Now, I'm telling you, I don't know why they don't wear cups anymore.
That's amazing to me because it was required. I know.
Like, seriously, they would go around and do cup tests. they would be knocking on your crotch like, you got it? Okay. And if it sounded like you were knocking on a piece of plastic, I'd be like, all right, you're good to go.
You can play.
I mean, everybody had to have the cup test, you know, and make sure that you had a, you know, an athletics supporter cup.
And now things are just flying blind and come what may.
My gosh. All you have to do is just see some of the pictures and stuff like that that they show of some of these NFL players. And you're like, dude, you really should wear a cup just because everything is being seen through your football pants anyway. Yes. Ryan Hurd, Maren Morris chasing after you. Police officer goes up to this dude and said, sir, were you out there soliciting a lady of the night? And the dude says, hey, is that a trick question?
Oh, good one.
That was a stupid dad joke. So let's talk working out.
Okay.
So how many of us actually reward ourselves for working out? I've actually rewarded myself by treating myself to food, which is not a...
Oh, I always do.
It's so totally, like, it just cancels each other out.
Yep.
You go ahead and you're doing the treadmill, you're doing the bike, you're doing cardio, you're doing all this stuff, and then you're like, well, I think I need to go to Rodizio.
I need to go get some ice cream.
Right, or something, and you end up treating yourself. Now, you may treat yourself, though, in other ways, too. Maybe you treat yourself to shopping.
Yeah, retail therapy is fantastic. I usually do both. When I'm out shopping, I usually also eat.
Exercising comes with lots of benefits, feeling better, living longer. A new poll found that Americans actually say, forget that stuff, I want stuff. Two-thirds of us say that they'd be even more motivated to get healthy if it came with some kind of material reward of some kind.
Two-thirds of us have already already reward ourselves in various ways for working out or hitting fitness goals. Like if you go to the gym, you can have pizza this weekend. Yes.
Yeah, and some people who have done these certain kinds of diets and things, they'll have a cheat day.
And I think that's good because you just need a cheat day.
Yeah.
You can't just do... I mean, I'm sure people will say, well, I do keto 7 days a week, 24 right. hours a day.
Which is good if you're that disciplined. When I told you that this fitness instructor that I go to, she put me on this little regimen of stuff. And then I says, well, and then she would ask me, she'd be like, all right. Yeah, I mean, cottage cheese and yogurt and proteins
I remember
and
when
soups
you were doing that.
And stuff like that.
That was like a week.
It did. It lasted
did
about
a
week.
Whole week.
I did it for longer than that. But
like,
it was hard-boiled eggs,
like
and I know. But I just didn't really report to you because it got boring after a while. It got really boring after a while.
I know. I'm like, so what did you have with your cottage cheese today, Dave? Yesterday it was peaches.
Egg.
What did you have?
Yeah. So and I get the value of it. You do feel better. You do really do feel better. If anybody has ever eaten clean, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You really do notice a difference when you eat clean. And it takes a lot of discipline to do it. But I also think that, you know, there was a time where I said, well, but I also had deep fried ice cream when I went to the Mexican restaurant the other day. And, you know, believe it or not, though, it's kind of like, it's okay. It's, you need to be able to cheat a little bit. If you tell yourself no all the time, then that's when I think people resent it. And that's why they're just like, okay, fine, forget it. I can only last about a week doing this stuff.
Now, most of us say we'd be even more likely if we got something for it. Over half of us would love to earn gift cards or discounts to their favorite stores.
Well, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, I got me a Target gift card. I lost 5 pounds and got a Target gift card.
And that's just buying yourself stuff. Can you imagine, what if a gym did that? What if a gym gave you actual gift cards to places?
We will refund your membership for the month
if you reach these certain goals, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
17% actually want concert tickets.
41% of us want cash.
If you lose, look, let's do a deal. Let's do a thing here. Okay. If you guys can lose, if somebody can lose 5 pounds in the next 5 minutes, we'll give you Battle of the Sex. We'll give you Lady A tickets.
16% of us say we'd be more motivated to work out if we got a medal or a trophy for it.
Actually, I'd have to do it more than 5 pounds because some people lose that much just in a good BM.
Well, that's true.
Things that we think deserve a reward include losing weight,
buying healthier groceries,
going to the doctor,
and learning a new exercise routine.
Yeah. Did you guys ever get rewarded when you went to the dentist or the, maybe not so much the dentist, maybe it was the doctor. Seems like whenever we go get a checkup or we go to a doctor, my mom would always go, well, let's go get you an ice cream.
Yes.
You know?
Yep. Especially when you're like 5 and you're going to get your kindergarten shots.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to go. My leg hurts too bad.
Right. Or if you did well at the dentist or something like that, you get rewarded.
No cavities? Let's go get some candy.
Yeah. Can I tell you, speaking of getting rewarded, I went to a... Did I tell this story? Just tell me to shut up if I did. But I went
Okay.
But I went to a Little League football game. Now, it's flag football. And I was watching... watching them play and stuff. Well, one of the dads was like, his kid comes running off and he goes, $1 a flag, $1 a flag.
Oh, we've done that all the time with nephews, nieces, friends of nephews and nieces.
And $50
if you make a touchdown.
And then I go, well, how much? Yeah,
we even do it in high school, yeah.
$50
if this guy, if Gage made a touchdown.
What the freak?
Yeah, $50 if you run a touchdown
in. Oh, my gosh. So here's what I was thinking. I was standing there. And then I heard another one guy, $5 for a touchdown, $1 a flag. If you pull the flag from another player on defense, you know, $1 a flag. And I was sitting there, and then I had my arms kind of folded, and I said out loud, I said, whatever happened to playing for the love of the game?
Of course you said it out loud, Dave.
And they said, whatever happened to playing for the love of the game? And I had my relatives look at me. I had the friends of the relatives look at me. And they all stopped at the same time, and they looked, and it was the funniest dang thing. And one of the ladies goes, they don't do that anymore. As soon as I said,
where have you been?
Playing for the love of the game. And they go, and they were so shocked. They just looked at me, and they go, they don't do that
anymore.
Pretty
soon they'll have Pop Warner and Pee-wee endorsements.
Yeah.
It's legal to have a Nike sponsorship or...
Yeah, it was just totally blew me away. It goes on and it happens all the time. People, and is that good or bad? Are the kids now playing just so they can get a free bike? Get a bike out of it? Are they playing because they know that they'll be able to earn $50? Maybe Gage doesn't even like. Didn't you say a Gage that you knew?
Uh-huh.
Maybe he doesn't even like the sport, but you're paying him $50.
He loves it. But it was just a little extra incentive to get him across the goal line.
And?
He earned some cash in high school. He's out now, but he learned.
Did he ever get the $50 for the touchdown or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he earned some cash.
Because my boys, they had
$10 a block, whatever.
Oh, my gosh. That could add up pretty quick, though.
I know.
But my boys played against, played with some teammates that got some serious cash for three-pointers, for shooting the ball in basketball, you know, and it was flat out, they didn't hide it, man. They're like, come on, $20 and for every three-pointer, you know, and I'm like, holy crap, dude, whatever happened to playing for the game, for the love of the game?
Now, Dave.
What?
I know you would take cash. You're not opposed to that. You're just wishing it was back in your day.
I probably.
I played football, I wish they gave me $50 for a touchdown.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Maybe it would have been maybe an incentive. But...
Somebody said that's like going on a mission so you can get a car.
Yeah. Some people.
You serve a mission. Well, this car will be waiting for you when you get home.
this little.
Right?
This little car right here. Well, but again, are they serving for the right reasons, right?
My dad would offer a steak dinner for bloody noses in basketball, Liesl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Liesl, I know your dad, actually. So that does make sense. No, it doesn't make sense. He's the nicest guy ever.
Kaylee Hershey says, I can tell you my first grader plays soccer through the rec center just for the love of the game and the love for beating the other team. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, good. It does happen.
Now, the game that pits man against woman. It's Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. 570-5767. 570-5767.
Now, we're going to pay you, but just in a different way.
Yeah, that's like getting paid to listen. We've Ned Ledoux coming to the Depot on October 29th. We've got a pair of tickets for the victor of this round of Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah, we're not about to be ashamed for bribing people to listen. Why do you think we're doing our cash contest, man?
Yeah.
Hello. What's your name?
My name is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Haven't done this for about 3 years, just listening to you guys, so I'm going to try it again after 3 years.
Oh, that's a good little streak of dryness.
But Kathy, hold on. We'll find you a man. Hold on a second.
That's about as long as it's been for Deb. let's find a guy. I don't know. Actually, maybe not. Let's find a dude. Are you a dude?
I'm a dude.
What's your name?
Ben.
Ben and Kathy. Kathy, this question's for you. Are you all set?
I think so.
All right. Prince Harry completed flying school in the hopes of working for who? Virgin Airways, the Royal Air Force, or Scotland Yard?
Okay, I gotta see. So my left ear is not too great. So can you tell me a little louder?
Yeah,
her left ear isn't
great. Put that phone up to the old right ear.
Why don't
you
put it up to the right ear then?
All right.
Okay.
Wow, brilliant.
Prince Harry completed flying school in the hopes of working for who? Virgin Airways, Royal Air Force, or Scotland Yard?
The second one.
Royal Air Force, you're correct.
Yeah.
Yay.
Plenty of time to Google that question and use the I can't hear out of my left ear excuse.
Dave.
Ben, here's your question. Honey Boo Boo landed her own spinoff reality series after appearing on what talent competition show for kids? Was it Dance Moms, Bring It, or Toddlers and Tiaras?
Do the second one, Bring It.
It was third one, Toddlers and Tiaras there.
All right, Kathy, when you're camping, what do you call the part of the propane lantern that actually lights up? The mantle, the alternator, or the burner?
The burner.
The mantle.
Ben, here's my favorite question, probably of the whole day. The female part of a flower is called what? The pistil, filament, or stamen?
The third one.
Nope. It's the pistil.
Hell yeah, it's the pistil.
Man, if you... if you want to go home and just ask for the pistol, then you might get it. Who knows?
All right, Kathy, for the win, in soccer, each team fields how many players at the start of a match? 9, 11, or 13?
13.
11.
Okay, here's 11. Your chance to actually tie it up, Ben. To at least get one, Zendaya received backlash after appearing on a red carpet sporting which hairstyle at the InStyle Awards? Was it a mullet, an afro, or a faux locks?
We'll do a mullet.
This was afro on this one because it's World Afro Day today, so we'll just tie it in that way. But you went 0-3.
Perfect.
Kathy, you're the winner. You're going to see Ned Ledoux at the Depot, all right?
After 3 years. Whoa, that was easy.
After 3 years.
All right, Kathy. Congratulations. We'll see you at Ned Ledoux at the end of October, all right?
We'll tell you. We'll get some more information here from you in a minute. All right, Kathy.
Okay.
Just keep your phone up to your good ear.
Oh, my dog can hear better.
And then you'll be okay. All right. ADA, and what if I never get over you? And what if you were present at that concert on September 24th? Lady A, Carly Pierce, Nico Moon, and Tennille Arts. And it'll be fun. It'll be really fun. I'm not sure why you're laughing. I don't know why you're laughing. You're laughing over there, and I don't know why.
It's time to go.
I think Deb's just gotten a little slap silly. Anyway, but
okay.
Hey, Here's a diet for you, though. You ready for this one? This is right up your alley.
Okay.
If you're tired of maybe going to the gym, Deb, and well, you'd have to go once.
Right. How can I be tired when I've never been?
You've never been to
right.
it. But,
yeah.
Get in shape the easy way with new Gym in a Pill, the full body workout that comes in a pill. Gym in a Pill means no more exhausting workouts. Just one Gym in a Pill 3 times a week, and you'll be in the best shape of your life without breaking a sweat.
I used to find excuses to avoid the gym, but with Gym in a Pill, I can drink a 6-pack and eat a pizza while lounging in my hammock and still get a full body workout.
Try new Gym in a Pill. Warning, side effects may include gullibility, naivete, and the inability to realize you're being duped, scammed, and ripped off big time.
I kind of like it, though. I wouldn't mind trying it. Gym in a Pill and see what
no,
it's all
either.
About, right?
I might swallow that, yeah.
Yeah, it's easy to swallow.
Yeah.
So Wednesday, sometimes we'll do like Would You Rather Wednesday. Here's one for you. Would you rather eat pumpkin spice everything
okay.
for the rest of your life, or listen to Nickelback nonstop for a month?
Mm. I mean, I could eat other stuff, but I had to have something pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
I would do that. I like pumpkin spice.
Everything has to be, well, I mean, but everything has to be pumpkin spiced everything, though.
I'd probably do the Nickelback then.
Nickelback for a month?
Yeah. What about you? I know it's a lot to ask, Dave, but
I love pumpkin spice. I might be, and I know, and Nickelback, not my fave.
I know, but only for a month. And then everything is pumpkin spice for the rest of your life. I couldn't do it.
Mother pumpkin, yeah.
Mother pumpkin, no.
All right, I'll go mother pumpkin, yeah. I don't know if I could take a Nickelback. That would drive me insane. You'd have to throw me in the loony bin.
Right?
To like hear nothing but Nickelback for a solid month. Think about it. Solitary confinement with Nickelback.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
That is
neither one of those are good. I pick neither.
Okay, that's what the choice was. We'll do the neither choice. We've got our final round of Wednesday's Word coming up right after the break, and a chance for you to win another cool prize. Deborah Joan, let us know what we're getting a chance to win.
Family pack of 4 tickets for this year's Utah State Fair through Sunday at the Utah State Fair Park. And some new music from Dan and Shay.
Time now for another round of Wednesday's Words. Call now to win. 570-5767. 570-5767.
The word is...
look.
L-O-O-K.
We're going to give you 5 questions. They're all going to have the word look in the answer. And if you get those right, we've got 4 tickets for this year's Utah State Fair happening through Sunday at the Utah State Fair Park. And then I will give you an audio daily double. And if you get that right, we'll throw in Good Things, the brand new album from Dan and Shay, the digital download.
That is a killer package. Hi, what's your name?
This is Tiffany.
Tiffany, you ready to play?
I am.
You know the word?
Look.
Look.
All right, Tiff, here we go. Advice for tightrope walkers.
Don't look down.
Yes. A person who closely resembles another.
Look alike.
Yep. Having no facial expression whatsoever.
A blank look in the face.
Yep. You do this before crossing the street.
Look both ways.
Yep. Be careful!
This is your last question.
Okay.
Say it again, Deb.
Be careful!
Don't look.
No.
No. Well, that might be...
Not in.
Look out!
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
In my case, if anybody saw me in the buff.
Yeah, don't look. Just don't look. You'll be damaged for life.
All right, Tiffany, you've got 4 tickets for the Utah State Fair. Now, for the Audio Daily Double, what is the name of this song by Chris Ledoux?
You look beautiful tonight.
Wait, what?
You look beautiful tonight?
No.
Oh, Look at me, girl. Look at you, girl.
Yes.
Yes. Don't make it all about you, Tiffany.
Look at me. Hey, look at me, girl.
Look at me, girl. Tiffany, you got both. Who's hooking you up with everybody's favorite game show?
The one and only Dave and Deb Z104.3.
My gosh, you did a great job.
Look at you, girl. Standing here beside me. Starlight on your hair.
Hey, guess
looking
what tomorrow
like
is?
Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
You want to hear that song in its entirety?
Let's play it. We'll get you all warmed up. Voting starts at 5 a.m. We play them back 6 to midnight. Songs from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. Songs you maybe haven't heard for a while to bring back some memories. And four times in the noon hour for Jim, so you can sit and eat lunch and sweat to the oldies.
Yeah, tons of fun. And I'll be here. And I'll be... No, we're also going to be doing the old mystery sound. And that comes up here in about an hour from now at 10:50.
It's not a paper shredder, garbage disposal, welder, aquarium pump, or coffee grinder. See if you can figure out what it is. It's electric, first used in the 1920s.
It's electric.
See if you can figure out what it is and win some cash coming up at 10:50.
I forgot what you said first. What did you say first?
I said
Did you do the Thursday. Instant cash or the
nope,
thing?
No, instant cash song no, of the day. It's $1,000 a day. 7, 10, 1, and 4 p.m. hours. Listen for the instant cash song of the day. And you're going to win $250. Win as many times as you can. We had Lisa win this morning from Layton. She won last night as well. So she's just cha-chinging, cha-chinging, cha-chinging. And it's you like can do the same thing.
That's fun to do, too, is cha-chinging.
Yeah.
Now, it's also Lady A, the ticket tag way.
Yeah. If you know the winner from 7:40 this morning at 11:40 and Be Caller Z,
should I be taking notes on this? Because this is a lot to read.
Everything's on our website, too. Our website is the font of all information. Look at the website.
It's like the handbook.
It's like the general handbook. Z104country.com. You can find everything you need right
there.
You can. Policy and procedure.
Yeah, and right you can find out if you can baptize or not.
Look at that. And maybe find some other fun stuff about our radio station as well.
Yeah.
So take a gander and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
Happy hump day, everybody. And again, throwback tomorrow. We'll be back in the morning.
But tune in anyway.
The show is over.
Can't help but think, where did the time go?
Well, how time flies when you're having fun.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Goodbye, my friend.
And you're out.
We out.